Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Dagger here, LA, West Coast, all day. And you are on the dark side. This right here is as dark as it's gonna get.
Don't do it!
There's too much shit going on.
Don't do it!
Built up and boiled over.
Don't do it!
Now I gotta let it go.
It's please! In the trash.
Ready.
No!
Sorry.
They ain't ready.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Dagger's just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you happy. Dagger's gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalkers.
What you mean?
They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that, that's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? That's for me, I'm getting laughed. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay your phone bill.
You for real?
What the deal? Spending all your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need their drama. You can't be my villain. You some other niggas, baby mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way that Dagger feels. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways, but here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I just talk.
You hear me?
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing it. Me laughing too, they claim they true but really fake. I know respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bars and tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either, tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I said you are
staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here, I will never
know.
I hate the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger, look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping, they just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street.
Sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well. You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
you're a problem.
You the one raw dogging hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Fat ass titties, put it down her throat, on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's got it clown. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, she fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my pieces, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
Check and see how our little entrepreneurial venture is going.
Latin. They're both really drunk, but they won't have sex.
Oh, children. You just can't stick a drunk pig with a drunk elephant and expect them to do the Mathis mumbo. You need to set the mood. Let me show you boys what I'm talking about. Tonight is right for love. You know I want to touch you while the lights don't go. Tonight tonight is right for love, love gravy. Expressing love so sweet, I wanna keep you burning like a dog in heat. Tonight is right for love, love gravy. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John. Children, gather around and watch the wonders of life, the beauty of Mother Nature. Now I know how all those white women must have felt.
Damn it, and we were doing so good. And I would just lose the fucking feed right now, huh? Hold on, sorry. Give me a second. Let's see if this is going to come back. Come back to me. Come on. Come on. Good job. There we go. Let's try this again.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio,
with the dagger,
and queen.
This be your girl,
me is so real,
and you know I'm
feeling freaky,
so I'ma let dagger play that song, and we gon' get freaky,
we gon' get freaky tonight, baby,
ooh, yeah.
This your boy KY, the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, hump night, with the Dagger.
But when it comes down,
Bang Out Radio.
There it is. Whoa. West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, Dagger, Queen. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, shit. Damn it. It's been a while.
Man. For real.
But we back in the game. Hump nights. Let's get down to business, y'all. Y'all know. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz the Shake. Because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. So thank you for creating things and allowing us to keep things moving, keep things pushing. Independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can send them to Queen. Queen, where can they send it to?
Send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that's queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
There you go. And, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support us, to support what we got going on over here, to support these independent artists. Again, if you're about that realness, that reality, no matter what, fuck with us, we fuck with you, bottom line. But, man, we back. On Wednesday night, hump nights, no matters, no topics. Oh, shit. I can't even grasp the situation right now because it's been so long. But it feels good to be back. What you been up to, Quinn?
Nothing, working and just trying to get some stuff together. That's about it. What about you?
Yeah, we're going through a bunch of bullshit. But, you know, it's all the same at all. But at the same time, I, like I said, a bunch of bullshit. Was in and out the hospital last night. It's like been up for over 24 hours. It's been a lot, but we're still here. We're back. The show will go on. And I'm just trying to relax. I ain't got no drink. I got a little bit of weed, no blunts. I got some zigzags though. So I'm about to roll up some white girls. I got this domestic ass beer from what God knows where. I just feel the need to sip something. And like I said, we're going to smooth it out. Like I said, it's hump night, so we're going to do it in true hump night mode. Let me get my mind together real quick, try to focus. Come back, got a new Beauty of the Week checking in tonight. Well, technically not a Beauty of the Week. It's artist slash Beauty of the Week because I came at her as a beauty, but she was like, nah, I want to come as an artist. But she's bold. She's going to holler at us in a little while. I got some new music from her. So, you know, we're coming back with a vengeance. And I'll tell my hospital story a little bit later as well. This has been crazy. This has been wild. But, again, we're back. We're going to start it off like this. And West Coast Wednesday is hump nice. Great to be back. Holla at y'all in a second.
Thank you. just want you to say yes. Yes, you'll be the wife. Come and share my life. Be right by my side. And I'll say yes. Hard to believe, but baby, look at me. Does it look like I'm playing with you right now? I mean, it's been 5 years, I'm still here. I think it's time for us to exchange some vows. I know that it sounds crazy right now, but what else can I say to the woman who has made me? I know you want to say yes. Yes, you'll be my wife. Be my wife.
Share
my life.
Share my life.
And I'll say. Now I got me a woman, and one who loves me. And I swear, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Nothing to lose.
You know I got it ready, man. You know you. This is the first you can officially win. You know I'm ready. When I see you call,
yeah,
you know I got the new shit cocked. You already know what's up. So bring it in for him,
yeah,
real
man.
Quick, man. It is before so we get back into the music. Then we're gonna bring it back like we normally do. But I saw you, man. We've been gone a while. I wanted to bring you in real quick to bring this in for the people and let's make it happen.
All right, man. What it is? It's A-Sign, homie. Levi Kev. New, brand new. Nothing to Lose featuring Miss Bossy and Don McLean. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Line. I fought for what's mine. Ain't to gain a lot of enemies. Came to hang around people trying to play pretend to me. Life is like a game of chess, I play your moves carefully. So by now, I know you haters listening. Dog, get your paper and stay the hell away from me. Damn shame, these demons, they still chasing me. Trying to remain cool, but the stress is trying to break me. 16, suffered a great tragedy. 15, best friend became a beat. But I refuse to let the bullshit corrupt me. Test me, it's gonna get ugly, trust me. Laid it on the line, about to take what's mine. I'm dropping bombs on you, like we in the Middle East. I don't think y'all wanna mess with the G. Keep playing, little sucker, you will get your ass beat. You can have all sevens, but you're not lucky, cause I
laid it on the line. I paid for what's mine. Ain't nothing stop me.
Now, Levi, I'm still, man, since I got you here, man, I'm still, number one, if there's a remix, I want on it. That's number one. Number two, whatever beat you supposed to be sending me, man, I still ain't got. And I know you got my email and shit because I still get your music, man. I ain't got the beat yet. You keep talking about you going to send me a beat, and I still ain't got it yet. So I'm just saying.
Nah, you got to stay what on me, y'all, because I got motherfuckers emailing me shit left and right. You got to stay on me.
But this is what I be talking about, man. Like I said, I'm gonna go speak to you because, like I said, I've been kind of going through it a little bit. So you know, I'm gonna speak my piece real quick or whatever. But at the same time, my nigga, I can't be on people, man. You want me on the beat, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Send me the piece.
I promise. You got my word.
All right. There we go. See, that's all. I'm just saying, just in general, it's just been real stressful for your boy lately. Because, again, I feel like I've been doing that a lot lately. You know, I've always feel like, you know, I kind of got to be in, make sure niggas is doing this, make sure people are doing that. Like, yo, we got to handle this. We got to handle, you know, being that business mind person. You know what I mean? And just in certain situations, like I said, Levi, since you told me you wanted me to do that, like I said, I fucks with you, of all people. You know that already. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
when you tell me you're going to do something, I'd be like, okay, it's going to get done. You know what I mean? I don't second guess that type of shit. You know what I mean? And that's just with certain people, even people in my own life and everything now. So I mean, but it's like when certain shit comes along, and when you feel like, you know, when people will say like, oh, this is important, or we got to do this and we got to do that, and they just act like, you know, it just fades in. I'm not, like I said, I know you got, I'm not saying it like that. Like, I know you got a life. I know you got things you got to handle. Like I said, that's for everybody. Everybody got shit they got to do. But, you know, if something's supposed to be important, this is shit that's got to get done, then it's got to get done. That, you know, that's just how I feel. So,
yeah, matter of fact, I'm going to send you the rough draft of Nothing to Lose with the verse already open. So all you got to do is just jump on there.
Ah, see. But see what I mean? We get on a nigga head, shit happens. That's the same. That's all I like to hear, though. But I'm just speaking across the board again, because it's just, I just noticed that a lot of situations, like, I've had to be in control of shit. And keep in mind, like I've said all the time, I don't like being in control of shit. I don't, you know, I don't like having to be like, yo, I need this, I need that. You know, I want a manager for that or something. You know what I mean? I want somebody that I can hire to do that type of shit. You know what I mean? I just want to do shit. I want to record. I want to get in the studio. I want to party when I'm able to party. I don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean? There's just certain shit. And that's everybody, though. You know, that's everybody, I would think. But I've also come to find out it just seems like, you know, everybody is kind of doing their own thing. You know, and there's nothing technically wrong with that. Because like I said, I was in the hospital last night, Levi, and it's just crazy because, you know, when you strapped up to a couple of machines all night and under observation and shit and everything like that, and these motherfuckers don't know what's going on with you, you know, that leads you to start thinking things a little bit different, you know? So,
yeah.
So, and you start reevaluating shit. But not saying it to say, like, I've had some kind of near-death experience and shit, but you start to notice shit, and you see shit different. Like I said, I'm going to get into a little bit more details on this in the next hour. I'm just trying to kill a little bit of time for the beauty to get here and everything like that, and we'll see where the rest of the night goes. But, like I said, when you're kicking back, and, like I said, when I was on my way there, I made a couple of calls that didn't come through, and it's just weird. You just see shit differently when you're in a certain situation and you're alone in that situation. I talk all the time about being alone, and I've always felt like, you know, I'm going to get to a certain place when I'm a fucking hermit or something like that and everything. But it's not cool to be alone. But at the same time, I realize that if that's what it's going to be, then so be it. I'm just it's a sense of freedom I done found it. Like, but again, I don't want it to be that way. Like I said, I'm trying, so I've accepted that if it's going to have to be that way, then that's fine. But I don't want it to be that way. That's why when, like I said, I got Levi on the phone now, which is why I talk to him like that. Because, like, man, I'm trying to do this. He going to send me the beat, and he already know I get down. He'll send me the beat. I have it back to him, you know, by the end of the week or some shit, or at least 1 week. Like I said, Levi, you know how I get down. I don't bullshit.
Yeah, for everybody that's out there listening, for Dagger to Facebook me out of all things, for my man to Facebook me, he ready to jump on because No Return was one of the biggest remixes off the album that was, motherfuckers was like, yo, why you didn't put that out first? I'm like, it's a remix. And I feel like I wouldn't be doing my dude justice if I didn't put it on the album. You know what I mean?
And they don't feel me. Like I said, and then it's weird because look at it like this, like, you're not the only person on Facebook. You know what I mean? I reach out to certain people. You know, if I respect, actually, it goes both ways in a sense. Like I said, Levi's been fucking with me from jump. Since I first came on the radio station, since I first got my shit, like I said, we got history and we ain't even met. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When this nigga come out to L.A. or whatever, it's going to be on and popping. If I ever get down his way, I know it's on and popping. There's certain shit I don't have to fucking worry about and I don't got a question. This is what I know. I'm trying to build these type of relationships. People don't realize that this is a platform for us independent artists to connect in all kind of ways. Like I said, I'm trying to Ashton Martin. I don't know what's been going on with him, but I dropped certain names. Perfect. Lady Cam. Certain people still stick up that I respect. You know what I mean? That have either hollered at me or I really like their music or whatever, however you like it. You know what I mean? And there's some people can't get everybody out right now. I'm not about to go through my list and start screaming out. These are just people that jump out to me. You know what I mean? In any shape, way, or form. But at the same time, I reached out to certain people as well. You know, this is what I mean. I don't like having to be on people's heads about all kind of shit or whatever. Like I said, y'all remember I tried to put the Bang Out Radio mixtape together. It didn't kind of fall. Like I said, I took the time to literally touch certain people, you know, like, yo, I want you to do something on this, maybe put this together. Well, you know, I've done certain things, and it just doesn't pan out. And again, like I said, I know motherfuckers is grown. People got lives, kids, whatever the fuck motherfuckers got going on. But at the same time, when it comes to this shit, when it comes to this music shit, when it comes to this Bang Out Radio shit, especially now, I'm dead fucking serious.
But shit, why don't we just reboot that shit?
Like, I mean, I could try again, Levi, but this is what I mean. I don't like having to keep trying shit. You know what I mean? If motherfuckers is going to do it, they're going to do it. If they're not going to do it, they're not. I don't like being a nigga like, yo, you're going to do it, you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You know, niggas is out here on Facebook with my verses on songs and they ain't even sent me the song back. You know what I mean? You know how I feel about that shit. Because like I said, ain't no point in me being on your song on your, ain't no point being on your song if you ain't going to finish your, how is my verse, how's my shit done on your song and you still waiting on this person or woo whoop or this, that or whatever, and y'all in the same state or you know what I mean? And y'all collab with each other all the time already. What the fuck are we waiting for? You know what I mean? That kind of shit bothers me. Or, I don't want to say it like this, I don't want to feel too cocky about myself, but is my verse too hard that you don't want to put it out? Maybe you got to rewrite your shit 3-4 times or something like that before you put it out. I don't know. But there's a few people out there, like I said, we could do this collab, that actually hit me up, like, yo, Dagger, yo, I want you on this track. And like I said, okay, bam, they sent me the beat. I smashed that shit, send it back. And then I don't get no, and I don't hear no song. I don't hear no remixes. I don't get my, you know what I mean? It's like, what's the point? That's my biggest thing right now, at least for me, especially, like I said, after what I've been through already, is what's the point? If there's not a point in doing something, then don't bother with it. Don't bother with me. Don't even speak up on it. Don't even, like I said, just leave me alone about it. There ain't no point to doing it. There's a purpose for everything. There's a purpose for what we're doing here on Bang Out Radio. It's to make connections and to play y'all music. Like I keep telling motherfuckers all the time, y'all don't got nowhere else where people are going to, where you can play your music for free. How easy is it? Call in. Look what Levi did. Call in. Music I play. I see you, Blue. I see you, baby. Just give me 1 second. All right, Blue, I'm sorry. My beauty's in. I just got, let me just finish my rant real quick because these motherfucking artists out here be on that bullshit sometimes, man. Look, how easy is it? Hit up the radio, say, y'all on Facebook, y'all on all y'all Twitters, y'all do this shit all the fucking time. This is all motherfuckers do all day, Instagram, blase, woo. We already know, and I'm going to say it all the time, it's word of mouth here at Bang Out Radio. Nobody's going to believe me. But you want your music played? You bring it here, it gets played. If you call in and talk to your boy, holler at me so I know who the fuck you are besides your email that you sent me, your shit going to get played a little bit more often. Whoever calls in, your shit get played right away. I don't give a fuck what show is on. I don't understand why that's so complicated. These niggas out here, man, where am I going to get my music played? Like I said, I play, even if your shit is whack, I'm going to play it at least once. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. What more can I do? And I'm going to say it one more time, like as I say all the time. I'm paying for this. Y'all don't got to do shit. Y'all got to do shit. Nothing. Nothing. But if y'all don't want to do nothing at all, period, then that's fine. Like I said, I'm going to roll with those motherfuckers that roll with me. Like I said, Levi, me and Levi might have a whole album together. Y'all keep fucking with us, and then y'all really ain't going to know what's going to happen. Like I said, if nobody else went in on this, I'm trying to involve everybody. Take it how you want to. Like I said, I'm trying to have connections, not just L.A. West Coast. Like I said, connections. I wanted to, like I said, on some real shit, bang out tours. Like we're going coast to coast on shit, bang out, you know, session here, woo-woo, record that shit. All this shit these motherfuckers is out here trying to do or whatever. With everybody that's supposedly on that real shit, because like I said, I fuck with real people. Whoever have came here on Bang Out Radio, I respect y'all just for even calling in and talking to me. Like I said, some of y'all do it more than others. But, again, y'all some real motherfuckers. I always seem to attract the real people. If we all actually get together on some shit, ain't no telling what could possibly happen. But, again, I can't do it all by myself. I'm not even going to act like I can. So, like I said, if y'all ain't with it, then that's what it is. We can see what happened, but I got my beauty over here waiting. I'm sorry. We're going to do this. Let me just play one little song, Blue, and then we're going to bring it in officially, all right? Levi, you hanging out, or you got shit to do, man? Levi.
I gotta email you this, then I gotta get ready to shoot my things in the morning.
For sure, man. One more quick shout out, get your shout outs and everything real quick, man. And like I said, we looking out for it and send me my shit, nigga. I don't wanna have to go off on motherfuckers. It's your fault I'm even going off on people. You just got me started, but it's cool.
Yeah, man, what it is, it's your boy, Levi Kev. Once again, the gift and the curse is out in stores. Nothing to Lose, current single, will be hitting iTunes very soon. Y'all pay attention. The remix is coming soon. Very soon. Shout out Miss Bossy, Don. Y'all go cop that Cries of a Crazy Chick by Miss Bossy with her current single, Salute Me and Shoot Me. I mean, yeah, man, it is what it is. Bang out all day.
There it is, man. Levi Kev, thanks for checking in. Queen, we got to get ready to get in the interview mode. You ready? It's been a while. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been drinking a little bit, but yeah, I'm ready.
That means the slurs is about to happen. All right, for sure. We're going to see what it do. But like I said, one little quick song real quick. Like I said, Lady Cam. Like I said, I love this song right
here. Cam! Okay. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. I know that you're feeling my intellect, my body got your interest, and I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me, and that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever, do bad times and better. No distance or fight, could tear us or shred us. See, the night is just for us, so hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard, touch me nice. Don't do me wrong, do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives, cause I'm ladylike and I'm kinda shy, and I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
Hug so tight, we breathe each other. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gon' be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot, and I know you got that gold. Don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the rhythm, I be blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow, and another on my legs, and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the wiggle just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch you move it. Put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder, hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion, feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within, cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it, it's nothing. You see it, you want it, come closer and touch it.
Have a little mother-daughter talk.
Okay.
Your husband's condition is way out of control. Bottom line, you need to start satisfying him more, sweetie.
But Mom, I satisfy him all the time.
Well, then you gotta do it better. Get creative, Haley. Use your pinky.
I'm using my pinky, Mom.
I don't think you're using your pinky.
I told you I'm using it.
But are you really using your pinky?
I don't think so.
Get up in there.
Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. We can officially get in the interview mode. So it's definitely my pleasure to present Dagger's newest Artist of the Week / Beauty of the Week. It's still very, very beautiful. But don't get them lyrics twisted as well, because she's out here killing. Miss E. Blue. Hello, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
There she is. What it do, Ma? How you feeling?
Hey, what's that?
You gotta excuse us. You know, we're a little under the influence. I mean, like I said, it's Wednesday night. It's Hump Night. So, you know, gotta make it through the rest of the week. So,
you know, I'm under the same thing. I just came from El Cholo's on Western, so I'm lit right now. You know, I have to.
Oh, El Cholo. I love people that call in. That's the one thing I love. I love talking to people that are local too, because like I said, I know exactly where she's talking about. You know what I mean? When you go under, man, I know where she was at. Like shit, that's that LA life right there. But for
exactly.
Sure, Miss E. Blue. So real quick, I mean, for those that don't know, because you can definitely talk about yourself better than I can. So give people a little bit of background about yourself, let people know who you are, you know, all that good shit real quick. Then I'm going to, you know, dissect this bio you sent over, because you got some shit in here we got to talk about.
Okay, well, basically, I'm a female rapper. Well, I don't like to call myself a female rapper. I'm just a rapper. But I'm from the Great 1-8, you know what I'm saying? I reside in Los Angeles. I reside in Los Angeles right now. And, you know, I'm just doing my thing, you know, just trying to build and trying to get this shit really cracking for myself. So, you know, I'm out here. All I spit about is, you know, life experiences and stuff like that. You know, shit I like to do. I like to, you know, party and bullshit and, you know, whatever else is in between. You know, all that shit is in between. Yeah, no, but you know, I don't just make turn up music, even though that's what you're gonna hear from me. It's some hard ass shit, but I do make music, you know, that can hit close to home. That, you know, like I said, based on life experiences, you know.
No, I love it, and I love the time. And I love the title, like the title of the album coming soon, The Ratchet and Blues. That's gonna be it. That's gonna
exactly.
be interesting. It's off the title. But oh shit, blue. But you've been, like I said, it says here, like I said, you've been doing music thing ever since you was 8, you know, 11, writing songs and everything. And now you couldn't always rely and assume that people are around, you know, around you are going to be supportive of your dreams. You said there was like an experience that happened. Is that something that you could speak on? What happened that just, you know, kind of propelled you in one situation or another? Because we know us as artists, we all have, you know, our stories and our situations. So is that something that, you know, you can let people know a little bit about? Or
yeah, I mean, hold on, okay. Well. I would definitely say when I realized that, you know, this world wasn't so kind was because, you know, when I was in school, I was kind of like a square in school, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I did everything by the book. I was real nice and stuff and everything. But, you know, I realized that just because you don't fuck with nobody don't mean that people ain't out to fuck with you. So, you know, I had a lot of bullies, you know, coming up.
Shit.
And, you know, I had to prove them wrong straight up. Like, don't get me wrong. My first bully, I was scared as shit because she was like a little butch. she was a young butch. And we were only like 12 years old, literally like a young butch. And she was very masculine and manly. And I just, you know, I thought she was going to put tibs on me. I thought she was going to fame me. And I had to, you know, put these tibs on. And that's when I realized, like, it don't matter. Like, no, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm scared of shit. But
they're the ones you got to watch out for. You always got to watch the quiet ones. You know what I mean? They're motherfuckers right there. They're the motherfuckers that, you know, you got to watch out for. Not to call you a motherfucker, but you know what I mean. Like that.
But that's when I first realized that, you know what I'm saying, like, people, it don't matter how cool you are, because I didn't start trouble with nobody. Like, trouble kind of, like, came to me, you know what I'm saying? But that's when I first realized that, you know, it don't matter how cool you are, how much you about the peace, when somebody want to bring a racket to you, they're going to bring a racket to you, and you got to be ready for it. Like, each victory built my confidence, and that's who, you know, what caused me to be the person that I am today because of all my victories, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm, you know, I'm not to be fucked with today.
Fast forward all these years later.
I'm like, you know what? Don't fuck with me.
And I love your influences, man, because like I said, I love the brat. I fucks with the brat, too. I work at the airport. Brat be coming through the airport all the time. I got a picture of the brat on my Facebook page and shit. I fucks with the brat. Real, real good choice. And I'm talking about the brat, like, when she first came out with Crisscross, you know what I mean? When she was in the all black, all, like, you talk about butch type shit and everything like that. Like, fucks with the brat. Oh, shit. But, also, at the same time, like you said, when you first started, exactly, you were like, you know, I don't like calling myself a female rapper. You know, I just want to be a rapper. See, me personally, I don't even like calling myself a rapper because I feel like there are a lot of people out there claiming to be rappers and this, that, or whatever that don't that, number one, don't even really have the skill where I feel like you should even be classified out there. You know, they joking around, they playing, they not taking shit seriously, you know what I mean? And because, you know, our
that shouldn't be taken seriously, but whatever.
but being in the entertainment industry, I mean, it's basically like a saturated market, because, you know, you ever get the people that say, well, everybody rap. You know, I don't even like telling people I do music and everything like that. I try to say I do music. I don't like telling people I'm a rapper, because, you know, everybody's a rapper. But
right.
being a female in the game, do you feel you have to work that much harder, or do you feel like you got an advantage, maybe, you know what I mean? Or is it just you don't even see any of that? You just doing what you got to do?
I mean, honestly, you would think I had an advantage because I was a woman. But honestly, I don't feel like I have an advantage. I feel like I have to work a little bit harder than the average guy. I mean, radio proves that, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of females out here that got bars and they spitting and they doing their thing, but they'll let the wackest dude literally on the radio saying some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it's definitely harder for a female to get into, you know. I mean, like I said, I was never a fan of Trina at all growing up. When I was a kid, you know, I was never a fan of Trina. But as I, you know, grew up and I got older and I started really getting knee deep into this rap shit, I realized, you know what, I probably never really liked her lyrically, but I respect her so much for, you know, staying afloat with this business and being a female, because it is so hard. It takes work. So for her to, you know, I know she, you know, she ain't putting out shit every year. I know that, but I'm saying, like, she's still kind of relevant, you know what I'm saying? And it's hard to be that in this game, you know what I'm saying?
I always did like Trina, though, personally. That's just me, though. I mean, kind of like Trina.
They like
her.
She had a big
you take Trina. I still take Trina over Nicki Minaj. I still take, you know what I mean? Just, like I said, the shit now, it just, to me, I don't even know how to describe it. But like you said, the female artists, they used to be, even in mainstream, like I said, we don't do much mainstream out there, but there were some hard-ass female artists out there, but then
it was more diverse, you know.
But exactly like you said, you see what it has become now. Like, really? Like, this is the female artist now? Like, this.
No, I get it. I think that, let me tell you one thing, though. I think that a lot of people are kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong, Nicki Minaj has a big fan base, but I think the reason why a lot of people aren't feeling her is because she's the only one out there. See, back then, you had Variety, you had Brad, you had Miss Yelly, you had Lil' Kim, you had Eve, you had Left Eye, you had a whole bunch of different female artists to choose from, kind of like you have different males. Like, if you don't like Drake, you can like Jay-Z. If you don't like Jay-Z, you like Wayne. If you don't like Wayne, you like Rick Ross. If you don't like Rick Ross, you like 2 Chainz. If you like, you know what I'm saying, the list goes on and on and on. So you have so many different rappers in the male division, you know, where, you know, you ain't got to feel everybody. You can fuck with one male artist and be good. But females, like, she the only one out there. So that's why the people who ain't really feeling her style, they like, oh, she's whack. It's not that she's not whack. It's just that if you're not feeling her, you're not feeling her, and then there's nobody else, you know, there's nobody else after her to really fuck with, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, true. So, know, like, you either got to fuck with her or you don't. And then at the same time, like I said, with her, it's just like motherfuckers just be like, man, well, it's Nicki Minaj. We could at least look at her or whatever, just try to get through what she's saying. But, again, I also hear, you know, motherfuckers be writing her lyrics and shit. You know, I just don't, when I heard, because like I said, she just sound like, they always say it's the female Lil Wayne, so I'm assuming that Lil Wayne's writing all this shit, and I just don't like people that write other people's shit.
I doubt it, because, you know, Nicki I did my research on Nicki, because it takes me a lot to fuck with a person and like a person, you know what I'm saying? So she, you know, she had bars definitely before Wayne. I can say, I don't know, like that.
Like I said, I don't know. I'm okay.
I've been knee-deep in my research with the girl, and she had bars before Wayne. I can say that. She did have bars before Wayne.
Well, like I said, y'all know more than I do.
I agree with that.
And
don't get me wrong. I'm not a Barbie. I'm not a Barb. Yeah, none of that bullshit. You know, I'm not none of that. So it ain't like, oh, I'm just taking it. I'm not Team Nicki, but I give props when props definitely do. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely say, like, you know what? she definitely had bars before Wayne. What I hate is when they be trying to compare Iggy to Nicki. Like, no, you're not there. Like, no, like, she got one song on the radio and now you compare to Nicki. Like, no, don't do that. Like, don't do that. Do that. Like, don't do that.
Well, speaking of bars, let's get to the meat. You know, let's get to the juice here real quick. Cause like I said, I don't want people to get twisted. Cause actually, when I hollered at E Blue, I came at her on the model tip. Like, you know, I do beauties of the week, and then E Blue told me like, nah, you're not gonna interview me as a model. You know, I'm an artist. You're gonna interview me as an artist. So I'm like, for sure. You know what I mean? I like that. I like those that can do more than one thing. You know what I mean? That you can just handle everything. So don't get these bars twisted. And E Blue got them. So E Blue, first one up we're going to play for him is that Bee Sting. Well, let them know, because this is the one you got the video for, right? This is the one on YouTube I watched. Is that what this one was?
Definitely. This is the one I got the video for, E Blue, E.BLEU on YouTube. But I definitely have to, I always got to let people know. People assume that just because you're pretty, you got a nice body, you're a model. And I get it, because most chicks that are, you know, pretty, cute, got a nice body, they are models. They just take a couple pictures on Instagram and all of a sudden they models. I get it. You see what I'm saying?
For real.
I'm just saying there's a lot of artists, there's a lot of models, you know what I mean? So it's,
no,
just,
I, no,
yeah,
listen,
I did,
listen,
I did go
models.
There.
It's more models because it takes way more to actually create a song than to actually snap a picture on your cell phone and get a couple Instagram followers and now this is models, you know what I'm saying? So I don't ever want to be classified as a model. That's a downgrade to me. And I'm sorry, like, for all the models out there. They can come at me. They can say whatever they want. But, bitch, I'm not a model. Like, I'm way more than that. I'm better than that. I'm beyond that. I'm beyond my looks. I'm beyond my ass. I'm beyond my small waist. I'm beyond all that. So that's why I don't like to classify. Like, I'm beyond a fucking picture. You know what I'm saying? I got a story. You know what I'm saying? I got talent. So that's why I don't like to be classified as a model. I'm beyond the pictures, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you damn sure got that. So, again, with this song right here, let's show them what this music about. What are they about to listen to? Bring this song in for them right here.
They about to listen to Bee Sting, produced by Disco Boogie, Woodworks Mob, Inglewood, Stand Up for your boy, Disco Boogie, and this Bee Sting from the Great 1-8. Let's get it.
Yes, ma'am. West Coast Wednesday, something nice.
I'm getting fresh like what? About to get drunk. Anything on me, a bitch ain't got none. Me breaking bread, a nigga can't get a crumb. Ass so fat, that shit look dumb. These bitches bums, broke niggas run. When I ride a dick, nigga better not come. Word of left eye, no glove, no love. So if you ain't strapped, you won't get fucked. I'm way too pretty to be up in your presence. All these ho-ho-hos, but where the fuck is my presence? I'm hotter than the Cali summertime without the AC on. And I'm married to the gang, shout out to JC on. Boom, like doom when I do it. You thought I was the shit, but I already knew it. Boom, like doom when I walk through it. Y'all thinking I was the shit, but I already knew it. Ha! She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And no time, what? Two pieces, two pieces. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And on top, what? Yo, nigga, be the label that pay me. I'm lining you hoes up, cause can't none of y'all pay me. Got the hottest body, got the coldest lyrics. Throw that shit in the trash, ain't nobody tryna hear it. I make this shit look easy, I could do this all day. I take a rap bitch out, no pun day. And ain't nobody like you, you just like a Monday. I build just like a Benz, your shit like a Hyundai. Boo, this bitch is on the road. I'm about to start some shit just like Kendrick on Control. I walked up in the club and your nigga broke his neck. Cause I'm killing bitches like I'm out the window with the tech. Boom, like doom when I do it. You thought I was the shit, but I already knew it. Boom, like doom when I walk through it. You're thinking I was the shit, but I already knew it. Ha! She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And on top, what? Two pieces, two pieces, two pieces. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And on top, what? that you don't like, cause your baby daddy like my pics on Instagram. You that bitch that keep on lurking, tryna see who the fuck that I am. I'm that bitch that you don't like, cause your baby daddy like my pics on Instagram. You that bitch that keep on lurking, tryna see who the fuck that I am. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And no time, what? She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got a ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And on top, what?
My bad. I'm thinking I'm fucking unmuted this shit. Red, definitely popping. I could definitely see a whole lot of asses, you know, shaking to that shit. You know what I mean? Okay. E Blue, you still good? Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right, for sure. Everybody's still here, but we're gonna keep it going. What's this next one I got? I'm that bitch. It seems pretty straightforward. You know what I mean? Don't ever seem to have to ask too many questions about that. But I always like to think that, you know, some songs come from somewhere as well. Like, did somebody, like, piss you off and you had to, like, see, people piss me off, I write songs. You know what I mean? I that's how I deal with emotions sometimes and, you know, like I said, life and everything. Did somebody piss you off or you had to be like, nigga, hold on, or bitch, you got me twisted, and then that's where it came from, or you just felt that way one day? How did this one come about?
I mean, this song came about, I mean, you know what? I just always feel like I was that bitch. I mean, I still feel like I'm that bitch, definitely. I just feel like the world hasn't, you know, they haven't fully recognized it yet, but I've been that bitch. And when I say that bitch, I don't mean, like, it in a derogatory way. I just mean, like, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch you need to recognize, you know what I'm saying, the bitch you need to reckon with, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, to be reckoned with. So, you know, like I said, I felt like that literally since I was probably about 13, 14 years old, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've always felt like I was the one, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, you know what, people don't realize it, that's on them. But that's not going to make me, you know, stop feeling like I am the one, you know what I'm saying? So I'm that bitch. Like, I'm her.
There it is. Right here, E Blue, round two. I'm that bitch. Let's get it.
I'm that bitch, 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 bitch. I'm that bitch, 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 bitch. I'm that bitch, 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 bitch. I'm that bitch, 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 bitch. I go hard. Yeah, I rep Cali. Fine little dark-skinned bitch from the valley. Better than watch 3 a.m. in the alley. Stay fresher than the motherfucking water out of Maui. Stop stirring. Gotta pay to watch this ass, cause I'ma stay getting it like an Asian in math class. I talk shit like this cause I can bag it up. Me and my bitches in the club and we acting up. No panties on, standing on the couches, grinding on each other, blowing kush by the ounces. Everybody saying it's apparent we arousing. We buying out the ball while them thirsty bitches browsing. My bitches got degrees and banging ass bodies. A couple short keys, got some bitches feeling froggy. Some a little ratchet, one or two hoes. One thing we got in common is we all about a dough. Why you look like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you walk like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you talk like that? Cause I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. Why you stand like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you act like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you act like that? Cause I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. bitch, cause I say I is. And bitches couldn't see me with a contact lens. Probably cause your men's wanna give me sinus. Only cause I'm bad, better than F minus. Little Mel bash, but I'm strictly dickly. And underneath the service, a silky Vickies. And underneath the Vickies, I can paint a picture of me laying back while you giving me ditches. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone. And that's word to Kim, I don't fucks with them. Broke ass niggas who ain't trying to spin. And you ain't even knowing got stacks within. The bag is iller than the airborne pathogen. I'm shitting so hard, no laxative. I'ma tell you what's most of your ass again. Why you look like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you walk like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you talk like that? Cause I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. Why you stand like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you act like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you act like that? Cause I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. Why you look like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you walk like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you talk like that? Cause I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. Why you stand like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you act like that? Cause I'm that bitch. Why you act like that? Cause I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch, 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 bitch. I'm that bitch, 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 bitch.
About this music around here. We serious about this. I got a serious artist running things for y'all. So like I said, always
yeah,
down
so,
with the
so
class.
What happened, to the hard questions y'all was supposed to be asking me?
Oh, like I said, we ain't even started yet. Like I said, that's the interview part. Now that you've agreed to stay, that's like signing the consent, like, okay, whatever else happens, I'm with that. You know what I mean? That was business. You know, we had a business now. Now we about to, like I said, now we about to get into some shit. So we're going to see what's going to happen, all right? So, you know, and see, I love it when they ask for it. I love that. Like,
I'm trying to see what, like, I'm curious. So I like adventures, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, it's the first time you met me, though, but Queen, she don't know who I am, huh? She don't know me? She don't know me yet, huh?
You Beyonce, you must not know about me. Let me find out Beyonce on the other line. Let me find out.
None of that. We big dick swanging over here, so don't get it twisted, but it's okay.
We're gonna do it like this
real quick, because like I said, I'm gonna try to get back in the hump night mode, but it is Dagger's double play, so we're gonna start it off like this. Like I said, enjoy. We'll be right back. Oh, E Blue hanging out, Dagger's newest artist of the week, and then Queen V as always. If y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559 as always, chilling the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. Dagger's double play. We'll be right back.
All right, y'all. Here we go. The Dag Bitches, a.k.a. 4DB Week.
Anti-hater bitches. They ready for it.
I got y'all. It's for the ladies, though.
It's for the ladies.
Check this out. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came and went. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because Dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that. They always want to come back. We could have did that. We should have did this. But the bottom line is you let the Dagger go. Man. You see, you made the choice and then I walked away. Because if Dagger's not wanted, Dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch, give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I stay, why wait? For a script that don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder, I should've made it colder. She told me to leave, now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, you need a stroller. Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben winning, don't wanna lose. Subject kinda touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me. But no one to love me, had no self-esteem. So I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback, tried to leave me stranded. Left me for dead, but look at me, I'm standing on my own 2-6-2, all me, no you. Not what I wanted, I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did. You now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer got a hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to stay, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why the truth is I'm out of tries. And I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit. Now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you let Ben win, you don't wanna lose. As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can and will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it. Hood bro! Now I'm about to go! I have to let
Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move since you left Ben winning. So I came loose. You dagger, bitch. AKA, Bo DB, Witty.
Yeah. The dagger. LA, West Coast, all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it, fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch. Talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, none of that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he
get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have done, I take that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, sookie smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, while I grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
tell everybody that. They want to measure my wiener? Fine, but don't put me on blast.
Craig Tucker, 2.4 inches. Yeah, that's about right.
Butterscotch, 2.2 inches. Is that good? How big do they say mine is?
I told you the students would be interested in how much they grew since their last physical.
You're right. They really seem into it.
Wait, it says mine's only 2.1 inches. That doesn't seem right. No shit, Sherlock. My dick isn't 1.2 inches either. It isn't. This is another conspiracy by the school faculty.
A conspiracy?
They're trying to stir up some big thing again, get all the girls all heated up and freaking out over which boy has the biggest song. This has to be dealt with.
Well, everyone's already seen it. Nothing we can do about it now.
Oh, there's something we can do about it, all right. If they're going to put us on blast, they're at least going to get the numbers right. We are going to remeasure.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast, all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Let me try this. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I don't mute myself. We back. West Coast. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, of course, you just was talking to me. Dust. You got to excuse me. E-Blue, still in the building?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, for sure. Just making sure we all back and everything. So, all right, now the other side of the show. Here we go. Like, not like that, but like I said, we just see where the conversation goes, see what happens and everything like that. But since E-Blue's here, I got to ask a couple of tester questions. Not tester questions, but, like, what is it? You know, like, when people take the lie detector test, you got to take that. You got to ask a few basic questions just to make sure, you know, to see where people stand and where you're at with certain things. So we're going to ask a few basic questions. Now, first one off top, are we repping, or are you? Do you have somebody, or are we repping Team Single? That's usually like spoiler for.
Oh, man.
See, she's already. Wait. See, look. See, already. See, yeah. See, you had to think about it, though. I see that. Look at you. Okay, Team Single.
Team Single.
All right, well, so she's going to get really...
Hey, look, I'm on Facebook. It's complicated.
look, see, this is the shit I be talking about. See, Facebook get enough motherfuckers in trouble, man. It's just funny. But no, I mean, it's just, I guess in a sense, do you feel that, why, let me ask you this then. Why are you single? Do you feel it's because, like I said, you're doing the career thing right now, you're more focused on
you ain't got time for nobody, or
niggas ain't worth it, niggas ain't worth shit, like you got that kind of mentality?
I mean,
where you at with it?
I'm never going to be like a black man and diss a black man like how they diss black women. I would never say niggas ain't shit. Even though I know a whole bunch of niggas ain't shit, I will never say all niggas ain't shit. Like, no, I would never say anything like that. I'm honestly single by choice. I have many options. I got many options. Let's just put that out there. I got many options.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, I would imagine. But
I mean, the dudes that are in the top pickings, you know, they just got certain things that I don't know that I could live forever with. You know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, the next person I get with, we in the long run. We in it forever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't take no dudes that have characteristics that I can't deal with forever. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that the point of relationships, is to get in them and try to stay in them?
Exactly.
But that's good, though. So then, like you said, with all the suitors you have and everything, but at the same time, they're not stepping up. They're not good enough for the long run. Basically, I just want
to
make sure I'm not putting words in your mouth.
They have to change a couple of certain things. I'm not trying to change them as a person, but if you could change a couple of characteristics, like perfect example, like, you know, if I wasn't the cooking type and I knew that my man, like, you know, he wanted a woman that was a cooking type, I need to grab a fucking cookbook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to do that if I'm willing to.
But see, I like how you said that, because there are some women that do the complete opposite, where it's like she don't feel like they don't cook, but then she don't feel like she has to. You know,
everything is about compromise. That's about, so it's a 50-50
right.
thing. You know, it's not about changing the person. It's just about compromising what you're comfortable with. So if the woman doesn't feel comfortable, she needs to find a man that's good with eating out most of the time of the week. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, stop trying to get with that nigga who likes females that like to cook. You know what I'm saying? Why are you getting with these type of dudes? You need to get with the dudes that don't mind whining and dining you all type, you know, all throughout the week, you know, so... But I mean, I like to cook, so we don't have a problem. I was just saying hypothetically, I'd be willing to pick up a cookbook. Like hypothetically, I'm willing to almost do anything for somebody I really give a fuck about. So, you know,
right?
So,
but that's so that so then let me ask this question. So that's what I mean, though. In order for a woman to really do certain things for somebody, she has to actually care about them in some shape, way, or form, because you get a lot of situations. Because there's a lot of women out here that want to say that they care about people or want to pretend or act like or whatever, but their actions don't go along with what they speak in. You know,
I think they don't understand the true, like, they don't understand the true meaning of, like, actually loving somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to love somebody for who they are, and they got to love you for who you are. And then after you guys realize y'all love each other for who you are, then that's where the compromise comes along.
Right, right.
Oh, so it takes time.
Know.
I mean, it's something you have to,
it
but it's something you have to
time.
Wait for.
I mean, but you have to be willing, though. You definitely have to be willing. If you ain't willing, then keep it pushing, you know?
Exactly. It's just like if you really want to be with somebody, you're willing to accept them for who they are. And like I said, and if you don't like it and you guys can come to an agreement on it, then you guys can, you know, y'all can figure it out. Somebody can change it. Or if nobody's willing to change, are you willing to be with that person? Or are you willing to let that person go? Because you can't live with that forever.
Right, like something that, like women that continuously catch their men cheating and then want to get an attitude about it and cry and fight them and shit like that. It's like, bitch, what you crying for? You're never gonna leave them. Like, you either deal with it or keep it pushing, bitch. Since you're not gonna ever keep it pushing, you're never gonna keep it pushing. So deal with it
today. That's so crazy.
Deal with it, because you're never gonna keep it pushing. You're never gonna keep it pushing. Just deal with it.
Because that's what it's about. But then the fact is, okay, so then it goes one way. So then you just don't complain about shit, right? So then don't complain, woo-woo, or whatever. But then doesn't that lead to other shit? Doesn't that lead to, okay, well, if I'm not getting it here, then I'm going to go get it over here, you know, and try to fill in what I feel like I'm missing, right? I mean, so then, okay, well, then be okay
along
with that.
That means you need to move along. Like,
exactly.
I'm never going to, like, for example, like if I know, like, you know, if I know I like my man to kind of treat me like a princess, and I know my man is an asshole, but I really want him to treat me like a princess, and I know he's an asshole, the fuck I'm going to go to another dude to treat me like a princess for? I might as well be with that other dude. Like, that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't
understand people who do stuff like that. You know, and sometimes, you know, a person can have every quality you want except for, like, one thing, and maybe that one thing is just big to you, but... You know, that's when you got to realize you have to talk to that person and see if they're willing to compromise or change or do whatever it takes to fulfill that one thing it is for you.
So then take it one step further. So then you have the conversation, you have the talk, you let them know what you expect, you let them know what you want, you lay it out on the table, and then still shit don't go the way you want it to. So then again, it goes back to the other thing, like, do you shut up and deal with it or walk? Or
no.
Do you try to talk again or
no,
try to talk
that's
again?
When,
or...
You don't just tell a person what you want. You tell them what you want, and if this doesn't happen, then this may happen. So, motherfucker, get ready, then this may happen.
Also,
it puts
it on them. It puts it on them now, right?
It's so just... You know what I'm saying? It's on them. You know, it's just like if my dude tell me, like I said, like he said, if he said, like, you know, I like my girl to cook for me every night. If I'm not willing to cook for him a couple times a week and I see him missing a couple nights of the week and I know that I think another bitch is cooking for him, what does that lead me to do? Either I'm going to cook for him or I'm going to kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? So People don't realize it's like a two-way street. You know, people have to run with the prejudice.
Thank you. I got it. Thank you. That's what I've come to figure out in a lot of situations. Like I said, it seems like it's one way. I mean, coming from the male perspective of it or whatever and everything, you know, on this side of it, because I know what it's like to be that person, you know. You know, rub a girl down after she got out the shower, you know, cook. You know, I can't cook that much, but the shit I do know how to cook, I cook well. You know what I mean? Like, I know a couple of things I can handle, you know what I mean? I'm not about to say I'm going to make a three-course meal, but I can grill. If you like, you know, I can grill up some shit. You know, my Foreman grill skills is cracking. If it could be deep fried, you know, I can handle that too. You know, certain things I can handle. I can handle an oven a little bit.
You can make a grilled cheese. It's cool.
You know, yeah, not even a grilled cheese. I'd rather grill a burger and shit, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I can do something. If you're hungry, I can feed you something, you know what I mean, that's edible. I'm just saying that. You know?
I can feed you something edible.
You know, I can do shit like that. You know, if I'm in your spot or if I'm in your house or whatever, you know, if the trash is full, I take out the trash. That's what niggas do. You know what I mean? I ain't too much of a man to wash a dish or something. You know, just if the dishes is there, you know, I can do certain shit like that. You know, it's no issue. It's
right.
No problem. Because I feel that, you know, if you choose to be with somebody and you want to do that, then you should be able to do everything for that person to make shit as comfortable. I think. Is that right? Comfortable? As comfortable for them as possible. You know, in any
right.
shape, way, or form. Especially, like I said, especially for those if you're really, like, cohabitating on shit and everything like that, where this is a motherfucker you got to see every day or you supposedly want to see every day and everything. You know, you want to – I try to make shit as peaceful as possible, me personally. Now, the thing is, being in that situation, when you're that type of person that does everything for that other person or, you know, you put yourself out there for that person like that, and it doesn't come back as you put it out there. You know what I mean? It doesn't, because like I said, I can treat a girl like a queen, but I don't want her to forget. I want to be treated like a king. You know what I mean? But instead of being treated like the jack, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like I can treat a girl like a queen, give her and everything like that, but then if she doesn't treat you like a queen and treat you more like the jack, like you beneath her, then it's like it's a crazy kind of whole. You know, that's where shit gets twisted. Because, you know, then it makes you think, then it makes
you
think
her
why.
King, you need to keep it pushing off top. Keep it pushing.
That's true, too.
Because she should already know that off top. That means she ain't got no motherly skills. That means her mama ain't never had a man. And she don't even know how to really conduct herself around a real man. You know what I'm saying? So that means either you trying to teach an old dog new tricks, and you can work with that, because some bitches can be taught, but there's a lot of them that can't. Like, they're going
to
be single at, like, 55 years old, like their mama.
To be willing to learn, though, right? If you're not willing to learn shit, then...
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So... I don't know. Like I said, I just feel for people that be in those type of situations. I mean, just anybody, because I've seen it. I've seen it happen to people where, you know, people put, you know, their all kind of shit into something, you know, or I've done it a few times in life, you know what I mean? And then when you put in that kind of effort, let me ask this, like, E Blue, like, ever been, like, in love, like, truly, like, in love? You ever, like, really love somebody?
Yes,
I mean, you're single now, so...
I've been in love maybe like one time and a half before.
One time and a half. Okay, we're not going to talk about the half. We won't get into full detail about the one. But what happened? Because like I said, what brought it down? Because those are the ones that hurt the most. Like I said, we've all had little shit. You can do this, that, whoop, whoop, or whatever. You know how it was fun, blah, blah, you know, whatever. But... You know, but when you put your effort into something, then it's a little different when something happens. So what happened in that situation?
I mean, you know what? We were both just really young. And even though he was a little older than me, we were really young. And I knew that even no matter how much he said that he would, remember, he taught me a lot. He's taught me so much to where I still carry certain things that he's taught me into my new experiences and new relationships and everything. So he honestly has helped molded me, you know, helped mold me to be the woman that I am today. But there's a lot of things that we went through that I knew I could, like I said, I knew at a young age I couldn't go through that shit forever. You know, like, you know, I knew he had, you know, just all that, oh, I'm out working late at night, all that bullshit. Like, come on now, my nigga. You ain't working that motherfucking much. Like, my nigga, like, all that dumb shit, like, nah, you know, and it was just too much, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to think, like, it was so long ago. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was so long ago.
Right,
so
wow. But see, at the same time, now let me ask this. Now, saying that, it was so long ago, has nobody ever, because when you're in it, and everything's going good, it's a good thing, right? It's a good feeling. It's a, you know, most people won't trade that feeling for the world when it's on point. But just
right.
as good as it can feel, just as bad as it can feel. But now, do you feel like, you said, such a long time ago, and there was the one half where you almost got there and didn't have it. Now, do you carry? You said you carry, you know, some good things now, but you don't. How am I trying to word the question? Do you carry your past
I don't carry the negativity into the new relationships. I only carry the good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he honestly taught me things to expect from a man. That's why I don't deal with, like, bum-ass niggas. You know, it's because of him, honestly. Like, dudes be thinking I be on some other shit, like on some, you know, some straight up, oh, just some funny ass woman shit. No, like, you don't understand. I know I learned everything I learned from another nigga. Like, he told me not to fuck with no bum niggas that ain't doing shit. Like, in fact, when we broke up after 5 years, he told me I'm going to be disappointed in you if I catch you with a nigga that ain't doing shit for you or himself, and you just fucking with some bum ass dude, you letting him live off you. He in your house eating your snacks, driving your car. Like, he named everything down the list, like, because we had one of these breakups where it was, like, time, and he just started naming everything a bum nigga do. He was like, if I catch you with one of these niggas, I'm going to be so disappointed in you. And ever since then, every dude I've ever dated has been an upgrade after upgrade after upgrade after upgrade. I don't go back. I go up.
Hey, you got to keep stepping up. You got to keep
stepping
up.
Hey, some people, they be downgrading, or they keep on dating the same type of person, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can only date somebody that keep on going to jail for so long. Then you gonna break up with this dude that just keep going to jail just to get with another nigga that keep on going to jail. Like, just, you might as well.
I don't know. What I see a lot of people doing, I just think people just aren't recognizing certain situations. You know, there's so much fakeness out here in the world, and there's so much other shit going on. There's so many false promises, so much, you know, there's so much out there now where people don't know what's really real or what's not, or what to believe and what not to believe. And me myself, I have serious trust issues. I've never acted like I didn't, because, like I said, I've always been the one that was always putting himself out there, and then always, for whatever reason, felt like I wasn't good enough or something like that. Because, like I said, I do the shit, let me put it this way, it's like I never felt like I've been in love, but it never really has been reciprocated. You know, the girls that I've dealt with, like I said, in my situation, I've been in, my girlfriend, number one, my first one, you know, like I said, my record's about 5 years, like everybody else. Like I said, I go hard when I do certain shit. The first girl I was with, like, I always say it all the time, I give her the most respect, because she just said we were going on different paths and shit, you know. She was going back to church, you know, doing the whole church thing and this, doing all that, and I just wasn't ready for it at the time. You know, me and church and God got our own thing going. So I just wasn't ready at that point. But I respected her as on that sense, like, you know, it's just not going to happen. We got to do this. We got to do that. And this was at a time when, like I said, take it from me. I don't like when I'm a Taurus. Taurus, we loyal. If you loyal to us, we loyal to you. You know, depending on who you are, you treat him right.
Oh, man, because my brother, he is Taurus, and he ain't loyal.
Well, it depends on who he's dealing with. It depends on who he's dealing with. But he's loyal to somebody. But then at the same time, if you cross us and something goes down, then, you know, that's just how we get down. But at the same time, as far as me, I'm just not going to speak for Taurus, but I mean me. Like I said, I'm loyal, I'm dedicated. When I say I'm wrong, like I said, I was willing. This girl had me also. She wanted to go back to church. I was like, I'm not going to go to church. She was also, we can't have sex no more until we get married. That shit. I was also, oh, that's cool, babe. I just, you know, I was all that like, just why do you not want to be with me? Like, I couldn't, it was weird for me. Because before that, it was just all bitches, this, that, or whatever. You know, when you give up everything for somebody and then it falters it for whatever reason, it's like, well, you know, you start thinking shit. At least that's me. Like I said, me, I start thinking shit. Like, what the fuck happened? Why did I waste all that time? And then you realize, like I said, this is 5 years that done been invested. You know what I mean? When you invest time into something, it's some crazy shit. So and then the second one, that bitch, no, I can't call her a bitch. Well, yeah, because it was bitches. She did a lot of shit that was kind of fucked up. But at the same time, like, this is the one, another 5 years, like I said, met her, you know, job. Didn't have a car, was living with her moms and shit or whatever, but, you know, she was acting like she wanted to do some shit and everything like that. And then once certain, but always demanding shit or whatever and everything, but at the same time, the right woman will get the right man to get up off his ass to do certain shit. You know, I believe as well. Because you want to make sure shit is, because you want to make sure shit is straight. If a man is real about who he's dealing with, what he's trying to do, then you're going to do whatever you can to make sure that shit is straight. Like I said, I got my first apartment with her. You know what I mean? Because she needed an apartment. I was straight. I had places to sleep or whatever and everything like that. But, you know, she was hotel hopping and this, that. I was having to put her up in hotels, you know, find out she was doing other shit in the hotel. You know, just a lot of shit that went down throughout that situation. But eventually, you know what I mean, needed an apartment, got an apartment, was there for a year or whatever, but then all her shit fell off for whatever reason, you know, couldn't get a job now, you know, but just laying around the house, you know, all kind of shit. Now I've got to put in all these extra hours, but like I said, I'm holding down the house and doing all kind of crazy shit to make sure that, bitch, you got somewhere to stay while you ain't doing shit, and why you doing extras now that other shit is going on. Like, it's just crazy the situations that people can find themselves in. But again... Right. But again, you know, but you can't carry these things over. Like I said, you try to carry the good things, you know, and that's the hardest thing for me to do, because I try to focus on the good parts of things, you know, the bright side of things, all that good shit. But at the same time, that it's that other shit that reminds you how fucking people can be. You know, like, don't get shit twisted. Like, the person you love the most be the person that gets you in the end. And it's a crazy, it's a scary situation.
That's true.
So I just don't know. I just have real, like I said, I have real trust issues. But again, at the same time, I say it all the time as well. In order to know if you can trust somebody, you have to trust them. That's so dangerous. That's so dangerous. So dangerous.
I feel like. Love is like anything else in the world. You gotta trust it. It's like, love is like, you know, anything else in life. It's like, you know, your career, anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how many times a door is slammed on you, I mean, in your face, no matter how many times you fall, you gotta get back up and have faith that something greater is going to happen. That's the same thing with love. I mean, granted, I hate motherfuckers that be like, oh, I just love and don't nobody love and motherfuckers doing this, that. Okay, you got to be wiser in who you choose also. You know what I'm saying? I hate niggas that want to pick a bunch of thoughts to be like they queen. Like, bitch is a thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Or like these bitches, they be picking some old foul-ass little young little YG motherfuckers to be like they king. Is a king, bitch? Like, you know what I'm
saying? That's
what
I'm saying. People can't recognize.
You got to go.
Pick wisely. That's what I'm saying. Like, you need to choose. You know what I'm saying? Like one thing about these dudes, like, literally, like, they will literally, like, go out picking. Okay, I understand. Like, you can find a nice woman that got something about herself, you know, educated, whatever the case may be. That ain't no bullshit that still has, like, a pretty face and a nice little ass on her. Nah, y'all want to get a little Boone Tweesha, you know what I'm saying? Boone Tweesha, her mama ain't got nobody. She ain't got no, her grandmama single. She, you know what I'm saying? She has no family structure. How's she going to learn,
See, I'm gonna be devil's advocate for a second. Why?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because
that good girl, or that girl that got that, or whatever, and everything. Like I said, I love girls that about their thing, or not even a good girl. I'm just saying. Now, as far as what I mean is, you know, handling her business, got a job, career. You know, some girls slide that line between job and career real thin. You know what I mean? But okay, whatever. You know, you got a job, career, car. Got your own spot. You know, you doing your motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? I like that. You know, I can respect that. But they forget that, you know, how, like you said, not really how to be a woman, but the fact that just because you got all that and this, that, whoop, or whatever, doesn't make, you know, I guess I'm old school. It's like I feel, like I said, a man's supposed to take care of his woman, rise to what she's got going on. Because, like I said, everybody should be on the same level, especially in a relationship, because it's hard. It's a lot harder when there are different levels in a relationship, because it always feels like somebody's taking care of the other one in some shape, way, or form. So you always want to try to be on the same level in the relationship as much as possible and try to even the field, because it just works out easier that way.
Right.
So, but when you But like I said, when you present yourself to the right person, and, you know, like you said, compromise, handling it, and everything's going down the way it's supposed to, then it is easy, or it should be easy. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science if it's something that people want to do. But like you said, but a woman that has all that, she feels that she don't got to do shit else. Like, you know, I put in so much work into this, that, whoop, or whatever, that a nigga should just accept me for this. You know, that she feels that she doesn't have to do
That means you got to keep on looking. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I mean, women, we go through the same thing. Men go through the same thing women go through. You know what I'm saying? We have a hard time finding our right fit just as much as, you know, you guys have a hard time or whatever. Like, you need to literally, like, you know, you, like I said, you said forget trying to find the right man, try to be the right woman first, you know what I'm saying? So try to be the right man first and the right woman will come. Like I said, everything is about faith. Everything is about faith. Like I said, I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck if your car raggedy. You got to have faith that motherfucker's going to make it till you get a new one, you know what I'm saying? If you, you know, if you're, where you live at is fucked up, you got to have faith that something better going to come through so you can get a new place. No matter how many ratchets you run through, I mean, that's the thing. You still got to choose wisely. Don't just be choosing ratchets until you get your fucking real woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to go better each time or whatever. Like, if you see a female with the same, like, I'm one of those females, as soon as I start seeing dudes that got similar characteristics as somebody I just, like, dumped or I'm not really fucking with, somebody I'm not too fond of, I kick rocks on ass so quick. What the fuck, I'm going to leave them around? So, like, I get rid of ass quick. Like, oh, shit, I see it coming. I see your ass in controlling why it's coming. I'm not picking up the phone because I know, like, men, I don't know, maybe I'm different, but I think, like, men, like, they come, like a dime a dozen. Like, they literally know every corner, and men got to think the same way. I just did a video blog about it, like, men need to stop being so thirsty. Like, when you see a woman and she shoots you down, and she say, you know what, no thank you, just keep it pushing. There's going to be another one literally as soon as you turn the corner, you holler at her. And if she shoots you down, just keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they everywhere. You know what
that's
saying?
Why I don't even holler no more. I don't even do it.
See,
I don't like rejection.
Oh, I'm not going to holler no more. You just
No. This is why. And I don't mean like that. I just don't. Because I feel, like I said, if a woman likes you or she, and like I said, me personally, like you said, you don't have to go look for women. Like I said, you got to let the right one find you. If you handling
exactly.
yourself the right way, and I'm thinking the same thing for women as well. As long as you're doing your thing and you handling your shit the right way, you just got to recognize the right thing when it comes at you. Because there's a lot of people that are going to come at you that are not the right thing, you know. Because see me,
right.
I don't.
Exactly.
Cause see me, I, like you were just saying, I'm not a thirsty nigga. I don't chase pussy. You know what I mean? Like you just said, but motherfuckers still, what was that 40-year-old virgin? Motherfuckers is still putting that pussy on a pedestal. I knock it off the pedestal. You know, because like you said, there's way too much of it. It's way too much. And it's just that, like I said, you have to recognize when the right thing comes along. If you're doing the right thing, whatever you're doing in life, or whatever you're doing with yourself, you're going to kind of attract that type of person.
Exactly.
You know, that type of crowd is going to come around you. You're going to find yourself in certain situations where you're dealing with these type of people if that's what you want to deal with. You know, so, but again, there you have those people that live multiple lives sometimes. You know, they can like, so you just have to recognize it. You got to know what you want to do with yourself, what you want out of your life and everything, and walk that path, like you said, on faith, hope, whatever you got. And then,
I mean, everything
the right
is on faith.
The right thing is going to come. The right thing is going to come along. You just have to recognize it. But then you got to know how to recognize it. And that's something too.
Absolutely.
Then you, like you said, you may find somebody that has everything you want, but is missing this thing or this thing or whatever. Then it's like, okay, do you try to compromise? Do you keep looking? Do you, you know, it's a lot. Damn, why
I gotta... I met a dude literally like a little while ago, and he had like a lot of qualities that I like. He wasn't very stylish though, and I know that wasn't a big deal. I could look over that. But he was definitely like, he told me, he's like, I know I don't have the best style, but you know, we can go to the mall and you can pick out some shit for me. I was like, yes, he's willing for me to dress him up.
Let me ask this. Now, would you? Is it? Because I mean, you just said it's fairly new. I understand that, but like I said, would you be willing to buy him an outfit? Would you be willing to buy him an outfit, or does he have to pay for it himself? You just point it out. He's not your man right now, but okay, say
what. See, this is the thing. I mean, if he was my man, I wouldn't have no problem buying it for him, but, like, everything was fairly new. Like I said, it wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to buy you.
No, like I said,
like,
it was fairly new, yeah.
But, like I said, if he was my dude, I don't have a problem buying him an outfit or whatever. But it was just, it was refreshing to know that he was, you know, I'm glad he didn't have that. He didn't have that attitude like, oh, real nigga, these are real niggas dressed, you know, woo-woo, like... I'm glad he wasn't like that, because I feel like each couple, they have to compliment each other's swag, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we complimented each other on a mental and spiritual level. Now we need to compliment each other physically. Like, come on now, you need to get some new threads, my nigga. Like, that white T-shirt and blue jeans, just like, come on now, my
hey,
nigga.
Hey,
like,
hey, hey, I feel you. Hey, I gotta talk about this side, man, because like I said, it's hard sometimes for a nigga, man, like, to get that new boy drove, like, damn, because see me, cause at the same time, like I said, I like how you said that, but on my end of things, it's like me, I say that sometimes too, I'm a real nigga, like I said, I don't care what people think, you know what I mean, I care if my girl feel that way or whatever, okay, that's something else, but at the same time, you know, I can,
it's not about what
know,
people think, honestly, it's really not about what
not
people think,
all
it's
the
about
way, I'm not talking about being... I'm not talking about being, like you said, but yeah, that's what it was. That's the part that I'm not catching or whatever. Because like I said, you gotta, because no, your girl or whoever don't want to go out with you and she look a certain way and you look a certain other way and everything like that. Like I said, I can understand that.
I feel like each, like for example, look at each couple, like, look at like Oprah and Stedman, Barack and Michelle, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Wiz and Amber, all those are totally different styles, but they still complement each other. I don't give a fuck if it was the most rugged, bummy style. If both of y'all rocking that same shit, that same type of swagger, that same type of style, then that's cool. Like, you guys complement each other. I feel like you guys should complement, a couple should complement each other in every way, mentally, physically, spiritually, every way you should complement each other. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean... You know, if you a white T-shirt, blue jean type dude, that's cool. Like, there's a lot of white T-shirt, wife beater, jean type dudes out there who will probably love. Like, that's cool. Kanye, Kim, I think they go perfect together. They both on that super trendy, because I can never be with a nigga that's too fashionable like Kanye. So he brought the perfect chick. He brought the perfect chick. She in the clothes, he in the clothes, like, perfect. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I guess that's what it always boils down to. Just finding that right person and then just recognizing what, because I guess we'll just leave it on that. But let's flip it to the other side, because we don't got that much time left. We've had so much fun here tonight and everything like that. So let's flip it to the other side. Like, oh, man, don't even do. I just straight out say it now. E Blue.
I'm ready for some hard questions, real questions.
You know, the basic questions or whatever. Let's just, because it is hump nights and everything like that. Now, again, basic flatliner questions. What do you like to drink when you get turned up, when you get twisted? What do you, if you're buying your drink or whatever, you're spending
Remy
money. What do you put in your cup?
Remy Ma.
And we 420 friendly as well.
Huh.
And we're 420 friendly as well?
Oh, absolutely.
420. Oh, I love it. See, there we go. So let me ask this. So then is sex, I've always been curious with this as well, because people say different things. So is sex really better when you're drunk and high than when you're sober, or does it matter on the person? Does it matter on, you know, certain things?
I mean,
or whatever,
I definitely wouldn't say every time, and I wouldn't say the first couple of times. I would not be drunk and high the first couple of times I had sex with her. Because first of all, I need to realize if I want to have sex with you again. Like, so, I mean, I don't want to be one of those people where I got to get drunk and high just so it can feel good. Like, nope. Right. Without being high or drunk, then cool. After we did about, you know, almost 10 times or something like that, then maybe I can have a switch with me. I mean, I don't know how many times, but I'm saying more than five or whatever, because, first time.
You
got to
make sure it's something
shot
that you like and something that you want.
Exactly. You know, sometimes it can be just a lucky shot, and then the second time it can be totally bad. You just don't know. Sometimes they get lucky that one night. Like, you're like, oh, shit, it wasn't even you. It was just how she was feeling that one night. Like, it wasn't even you.
Okay. All right. Favorite position?
See, that depends on the person. Because every person is in shape the same, or they're not built the same. So every person is not comfortable
in the same position. How analytical. See, I love this. This is how I say how people get analytical. You can tell, you can see, this is true freaks and real people here and everything, because most people, when you ask that question, they just pick one, like, yeah, I did it or whatever. But see, when you get real technical, then you know you're dealing with a freak, because they're like, hold on, you got to ask a follow-up question with that. We got to know if, you know, are we dealing with a short...
I mean, it depends on the person, because I thought my favorite position was one position, and then when I broke up with my ex and then I got out with this other guy, I'm like, okay, that's not my favorite position with this person. My new favorite position is with, like, this, because...
What's the top three then? We can start at number three, two,
top
one. You can base
three.
It on dudes or whatever and everything. We'll just go up the list.
This is like one of my most hated questions. What's your favorite position?
See, but like I said, we're just throwing it in. Hey, it's hated, but hey, we gotta throw it in there.
Okay, I would say.
I was just about to say that. You know you're dealing with a freak when, no offense, I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know you're dealing with a freak and talking to a freak when you ask them about three positions. And, again, you have to ask a follow-up question because, wait, if I put my leg this way, that's one position. But if I'm turning and my leg's this way, that's another position. Technically, I don't know what that's called. You're not even in the realm of the basic positions. I love this. This is why.
Okay,
you can say
what's my favorite basic position.
Basic, yeah. See,
my
you got to break down the question.
My favorite basic position is a missionary. That's my favorite basic position.
Oh, whack, boring.
Everybody say whack, but no. I feel like missionary is more intimate because, like, you get to look at the person.
Wait. See, now I'm going to take it a step further. Basic missionary where, like, he's on his arms and just, is he leaning forward, like, y'all ear-to-ear type shit? Is it, like, you know, legs up? Forward missionary, you know, this missionary can be grafted in so many different ways. So what kind of are we talking basic missionary?
Like, I feel like a basic missionary, you could connect a person, you can look in their eyes, you could kiss them. Like, if you don't want to look at somebody's eyes, if you don't want to kiss them, if you don't want them breathing on you, if you don't want them sweating on you, then that means you need to reevaluate the person you're sleeping with.
You
need to get the fuck, like, back. Like, you need to get away from the thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, I don't want this bitch breathing on me. I don't want her sweating on me. I don't want her breath. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you don't want her like, oh, you like that, or him, oh, you like that, whatever the case may be, then that should tell you something. You know, if you don't want to do a basic missionary with somebody, like at least a couple times, I'm not saying every time, you know, cool, but like it's a very intimate position.
Okay, I got you. Then what else now? Hold on, let's see what else we got. I'm running out of time. I'm trying to think of some questions. Quinn, you got one? I mean, like I said, I'm about to start just asking just random nasty shit. I mean, because the drink done all the way kicked in now. So I mean, that's just me. I'm trying to be as nice as possible. Oh shit! Hello? Did I lose everybody?
No, I'm here.
Everybody did. Oh, okay. I'm like, yo, fuckers, get quiet and shit. Let me think. All right. Well, I feel bad because I feel like we're friends, and it's like, damn, do I ask my friend these kind of questions like this? Okay. Now, let's do the one with the with the skeeting when a guy skeets.
Oh my God.
And we're talking about guys. Like I said, these are guys that you actually care something about. So we're not, you know, no condoms involved and shit. This is what we're talking here. So to make sure we're clear.
We gotta be talking some condoms because people need to practice safe sex anyway. So we gonna talk about some randoms.
You believe? But I'm not talking about the randoms because I mean, when it comes to condoms, the skeeting doesn't matter because I mean, it's supposed to go in the condom anyway. I'm talking about like if a dude skeet on your butt or whatever, something like that, pull out skeet on you or whatever. Do you make him wipe it off, or do you just do the whole walk to the bathroom and just drip along the way?
I'm not answering that.
What you mean?
I am not answering
I got
him
to plead the fifth. Oh, wow. See, most people don't plead the fifth on
like,
here. I got
like,
you.
That's TMI. Like, I can answer a hard question, but that's like, I mean, I don't want to create no new stalkers. I already got niggas putting, you know, notes on my window and shit on my car and shit. Like, I don't want to get too, I mean, I can be graphic, but not too graphic.
That's all right. We're going to call it on that one then, either. It's cool. Like I said, I got you, though. See, I got one for you that you didn't want to answer.
Give me another one.
We're going to get ready to get up out of here because we're running out of time and everything. I want to make sure you get all your shout-outs and everything if you got it. I want to make sure you drop your links and let people know where they can find your music, where they can track you down at. But then, E-Blue, like I tell everybody, and I hope you follow up with this and everything, too, you are always welcome here. You're always welcome to come back. Like I said, I got 5 shows. Holler at me on any show. You local, you ever want to do some collabs, you need a 16, a hook, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm with that. We with that over here on Bang Out Radio. We can make something happen, all right? So it's nothing. Just highlight support. All right, but again, let people know where they can find you at, all that good shit. Like I said, drop your links. Let people know what's up and let people know where you at.
Hey, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at E_BLEU, Facebook, E.BLEU, Twitter, Erotica Blue, that's E-R-O-T-I-C-A-B-L-E-U. My SoundCloud, where you can hear, you know, a lot of my good music. You can go to SoundCloud.com/E-B-L-E-U, and that's what I got for you.
There y'all go, man. Make sure y'all support those that support Bang Out Radio. Also, at the same time, like I said, make sure you don't forget me. Like I said, send in whenever you got new music popping off. I love world premiere music and everything, too, or whatever. Like I said, make the connection. You got it here, and then it's always going to be here as long as you want it. All righty?
For sure, I will.
All right. Thank you, man. E-Blue hung out tonight, man. Love it when they come through and hang out, man. It's been a crazy night. Queen, any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Any little final thoughts, anything real quick before we get up out of here?
You guys can follow Bang Out Radio on Facebook, Twitter at Real Bang Out, Instagram at Bang Out Radio. You guys can send me music at queenbee1991@gmail.com. queenbee1991@gmail.com. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, Tommy. Of course, y'all know the dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. It's been fun. It feels good to be back. I really needed this. I didn't get to get too much into my hospital thing. I guess I can save that for Fuck You Fridays. Or I got to talk anyway. So make sure you tune in. And like I said, it's good. I really just got to focus on what I started to realize is that, you know, you gotta make the right decisions. You gotta live your life. You gotta make the decisions that work best for you. You know, I see that in a lot of people, and me personally, I've always been the type, like I said, to try to help people get to where they gotta get at, to try to make things calm, cool, and collective for people. I try to do the best that I can. But you also have to realize that people are gonna do what they wanna do, people are gonna act how they wanna act, and you can't force anything on anybody. If they're worth even a conversation, if they're worth even you talking to them and trying to tell them something about what you're trying to do or what you want to do or at least what you want to do with them, then that's fine. But, again, there's a thin line between talking, yelling, and all kind of extra shit. You know, some people get that blurred too as well. But, again, if they're worth that, that's fine. You got to see what's up. But then, again, you have to decide what you want. You have to decide what's worth it to you, what you're willing to deal with. And if you're not, then step off. And like we've been saying all night, but if you are, then I guess, but it's hard to, because when you choose to actually be with somebody and they still don't give a fuck, then it's like, what do you do as well? But you have to do the right thing by you. Be better than, you know, be better than what I would say. I say it all the time. Be better than me, because I'd be doing dumb shit. But if it's not making you money or not making you happy, don't fuck with it. You know, and again, all money ain't even good money, so you got to watch that too. But there's too much extra shit going on in the world right now. There's too much shit that can possibly happen. And life, shit, can be as short as possible. I'm not sitting up here saying that, you know, motherfuckers are going to die tomorrow. I had a little scare. Like I said, I'm going to get into that later on this week. But you just never know. So in the meantime, why deal with the bullshit? Why deal with the drama? And if nobody's willing to deal with your shit or whatever, then you just got to decide what you want to do. All right, let me just stop rambling. Make sure you just tune into the rest of the shows, all right, the rest of the week. Fuck You Fridays, every Friday from 8 to 10, all talk, no music. If you got something to say, you got somebody to blast, you got something to talk about or whatever, family, whatever, work, holler at your boy. We got 2 hours to just talk about whatever. All right, Slap Sundays every Sunday, 8 to 10, playing nothing but the slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. Plus, slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers and starting off the week the right way, all right? The Triple M Show, Mo Music Mondays. All music, no talk, all right? Just all music. Sit back, relax, do whatever you do. Listen to the top independent artists. Turned Up Tuesdays with the homies, the Hood Geeks, all right? Fresh, West with it, all right? DJ Biatch holding it down every Tuesday, Turned Up Tuesday. Y'all know how them niggas get down. I ain't going to say too much about them. Just holler at them. 8 to 10 on Tuesdays, and then right back here every Wednesday night, West Coast Wednesday, something nice, 9 to 11. We bring it back a little bit because we got some real shit to talk about, all right? So, like I said, late nights, and I hope y'all out there fucking smoking, doing something, all right? Be cool. Get through the rest of the week. Thank you for tuning in, as always, and we're going to ride out with the Witty Gang like this.
This one right here. It's definitely for the grown folks. Alright, so put the kids to bed. We're the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on her.
From the jump when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass, passion of a poet, I want it, so drop it. I'm smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action, it's cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do?
You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Really, it's not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on her. Feels so good.
Cracking with your girl, looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite anytime, day or night? Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games, smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong, it's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it, and I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy, cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel, cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise, cause you can't speak. Bed or the backseat, yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it at her. But I like to pull hair, slap at the titty grab. Gotta choke me cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
What I do, dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on her. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass, I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want to tangle. The way you pop it is ridiculous. The faces exchange, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk at house parties. We post a girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. Where's my penny dropper right there? Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave an inch on pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way, and the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shadow, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.